Bull Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're going to get.
I'm late.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It happens. Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm guest star. Hello.
Truly
guest star.
Star.
I don't know about that. Let's not get too crazy. That's going to go straight to my head.
You are no Static royalty for how little that matters.
Oh, it matters a lot to me. It's fine.
You can take that run. Well, hey, everyone. I'm your host, Mike Elson, with DJ Third Place. You're listening to No Static here at CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. Wherever else you listen to this show, in the studio, live and direct, if you're listening live and local, broadcasting from Critters Hall, Kingston, Ontario, Queens University. My friend Jordan Richards here.
Hello.
I wouldn't describe a staple of the show, but a welcome face whenever he does.
Yeah, if it was like a sitcom, it's one of those things where like the door opens and then the catchphrase hits. Yeah.
Every three seasons, we're like, wait a minute.
Right, I know that guy. It's Uncle Jordan. I'm like,
46 episodes prior. Right?
Play me some noise rock I've never heard before. I need to, like, you know.
Oh, I had the wrong microphone.
Explains
a lot.
Oh, am I good now?
No, you were good the whole time.
Oh,
it was me, the host. It was not,
good.
Yeah. It's been a while, I guess, since I've actually been in front of the console.
Have you been doing like pre-recorded shows?
Yeah, I've been cooking. It's
summer.
It's convenient to be able to do that sort of thing. And then also because I'll pull a lot of stuff from like Bandcamp and whatever.
Right.
It's easier for me to just do it all up in Reaper.
Okay.
Churn out a show that for all intents and purposes does the same thing.
Sure.
But I do miss like delving into the library and like stuff like this too. So... Well, I don't really foresee me doing pre-records as like a permanency.
No.
Anyway, for those who are for some reason regular listeners to this show, you recognize Jordan from prior fiascos.
That's the right way to describe it. That's 100%. This is going to go poorly.
We will be delving into my radio inbox very, very shortly. I have signed up to... I think just the one distributing mechanism that radio shows have available to them, or one of the many, called DistroKid, which for some reason, someone somewhere was like, it's a Ponzi scheme, which sure, fair enough. I don't know how it even works.
It's like, you know, like those Timbaland streams. You ever seen those? Like Timbaland live streams?
No.
And you pay him money and then he reviews your song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, it's pay to play the whole way.
It's pay to play the whole way. And then the irony is he hasn't signed. He's been doing that for 3 years. Hasn't signed a single artist. His first new artist is the AI one.
Oh, I did hear about the AI one stuff, which
but
is
it's
just
like it's probably something similar to that, where it's like you're paying an X amount of dollars, then it ends up in the hands of like people at like radio stations.
Yeah, the snake oil salesmen from like the 1400s will be rolling in their graves thinking about like the shenanigans that we've gotten up to with like NFTs and.
I just the idea the snake oil salesman learning the word monetize, their brains would drop dead.
Monetize and then consolidation.
Bottom line. Bottom line.
Merges.
Acquisition. Acquisitions is the one.
Frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, it'd be the great like snake oil. It'd be like the Eye of Newt guy and the snake oil guy came together to make a COO and.
Yeah.
But anyways, because we have access to that, what we usually do is we go through them. And we'll listen to some of these songs. Usually they're like all shots in the dark. But if I remember correctly, the last show actually went pretty well.
We always set our expectations gravely low.
Oh, yeah.
And as a result, they do tend to be surmounted. Met and exceeded. Uh-huh. It's never like... It's never like 10 songs back to back, like tracks of the summer the whole way through.
And we're like, I mean, I know me personally, like a really good one is great.
Yes.
A really bad one?
Oh, yeah.
That's the dream. Like maybe that I'm just like an evil person.
We get some, the issue is we get some slop for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's kind of boring slop.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like, okay, you've got an AI album art or whatever. I'm not even going to give you the time of day. This is like a heinous misogynistic album cover.
Yes.
We're not going to give you the time of day.
No.
Which like you and I...
We did that once.
In the privacy of our own bedroom, sort of are like, ha ha ha, this sucks. This is so bad.
No, but I can't use my platform for such things.
But first and foremost, I just grabbed the first CD that we have on this desk, and it is University of Toronto's Jazz Orchestra, which is exciting. Are you familiar with jazz at all? Do any of these? I recognize Take the A-Train.
Oh, I know that song, yeah.
You want to just open to that one and then we'll get the login going?
It's either Take the A-Train or Medium Blue.
What is that?
Take the A-Train's the first track. Take the A-Train.
Done. Here it comes. And we're back with our first installment, or first entry into tonight's installment of Who Asked For This Again, which at some point was You Asked For This.
Which is probably my fault, but then you told me that that title gaslights people.
Well, so I don't remember. I just don't remember at this point which of the two iterations it was. But Who Asked For This seems more accurate.
It does seem more accurate.
Seems like the better name.
Yeah, no, yeah, it can be who.
But I mean,
we'll just, you know, every 7 months we'll get together and we'll change the name.
Just a little, misspell it one or another. Probably the second time we ever did this, or maybe the first. We had a submission from the same band.
Right.
This band being Mad Wet Sea, Kingston locals, who in their press releases RP as Norse gods of some kind.
It kind of rules.
I respect and appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah, give them a little bit of the first
period. I'll do most of it.
Yeah.
Hello! Exclamation mark. Crowded streets below paint an image of horror. Cities burning, people screaming, the devil has come. Has is capitalized for some reason. We are the Norse gods of fire, wind, and sea. Is the devil canon in Norse mythology?
If he's not a boss and god of war, I don't know, so. Dude.
Logi, Kari, and Aeger. Aeger? The like AE, but they're like one letter together.
Sure.
We are Mad Wet Sea. I am Logi. I play guitar, sing, and write the music. Kari and Aeger are my brothers who play drums and bass respectively, which I don't think are like, cannot like in the Mad Wet Sea universe brothers, not actually fraternal musicians.
Okay.
I'm fairly sure because I have also seen photos of them in like the Kingston Music Facebook group.
Right.
And they don't look like
brothers. Well, you don't know.
I don't know for sure.
They're bound by whatever his face is.
We see all the feet spreading our music to the masses. We are a bold, like bolded text, hard rock metal band from the Great White North, Kingston, Ontario. I don't think that's the actual tagline for the city, but it is what it is. Our belief is that rock has gotten too commercialized, too polished, and too generic. Correct on that front. May I interest you in grindcore on Bandcamp?
Do you think
that was released in like the last week?
Do you think their version of Mjolnir is made of limestone?
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You guys can, if you're listening by some weird chance, you can have that one.
Yeah, free merch idea on the house. We want to bring the raw grittiness of heavy rock music back. Building on the success of... Is my mic cutting out or is it just me?
I don't know.
Am I coming in clearly? Yeah,
you're
I think it's just me.
On
yeah.
this side.
Building on the success of our previous EPs, The Noise of Thunder! ! And Hunted! ! Oh, The Devil Has Come! ! Is our newest song.
Okay.
So maybe there's like a Western Catholic crossover episode that we're about to...
Yeah, I'm sure the big canonical like breakdown. I'm sure they've really thought this all out. There's a bulletin board somewhere.
We've never considered ourselves a political band, but with all of the unrest in the world, it has found its way into our music. The betrayal from empty promises, kidnapping and deporting citizens, the rich dictating policies, the populace must rise. Surprisingly cool. Governments work for the people, not the rich. Surprisingly cool.
Okay.
The bitter glare from simply living is not what we all should be receiving. To top it all off, we have our good friend Jorg Klein laying down a killer guitar solo for us.
Cool.
We're grateful for his guitar skills. The whiplash.
Yeah.
To have that in this paragraph and not the paragraph prior is an interesting choice. Yeah,
world's on fire, but Jorg's here.
Yeah, shout out Jorg one time. sonically inspired by classic metal like Iron Maiden, touching on Megadeth-style vocals and some Zakk Wylde guitar, Devil Has Come is chilling, fast, and dark.
Should we do it?
Rick recorded and mixed and mastered all in Eager's Keep. Cute.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
And once again, released by MX Pro Records. You'll find it all on the streaming platforms.
Should we do it?
Yeah. I will note the following. Sorry. At this time, we recently played in Belleville at Smokin' 116 Bistro. Is this just tour notes? Is that what the notes are?
Yeah, I think so.
Two new songs. Oh, it's just like an abridged RSS feed.
Yeah, you got to give them the credentials, man.
Yeah. Wow, they were thorough. Thanks, Logi. All right, let's give it a whirl. YouTube.
Okay, here we go. Is that not it? Oh, there.
Oh, sorry. This is a set from the live thing that they were talking about in their little blurb there. But this should be...
Yeah.
This is Questions Devil Has Come, featuring your climb.
Your climb.
Same as last time, really.
I mean, I think production's better.
Yeah, I think better on the whole.
Yeah. The issue is just, I wish his voice was meatier.
Yeah, even just know? Give it a bit of reverb, give it a bit of zhuzh.
Yeah, you could fix it in the master, but I will say, in its favor, I think songs don't end with evil laughs enough anymore.
True.
It's a
it
real
feels
lost
like a very
art form.
Seasonal.
Yeah. So, you know, when they have a show that's called, like, Rocktober, they can bust that out and just evil laugh at you. That's what it is. Yeah. It would be at a big festival called Rocktober, and, like, you know, it could be at, like, Harrowsmith Festival that everyone's talking about the liquor license for or whatever. It'd be, like, one of those things. And, like, but, no, shout out to those guys, obviously. I like all the lore. I like, music kind of takes itself too seriously in a lot of cases.
Yes.
I like that there's a bunch of dudes in Kingston that's like, I'll be Loki, you can be Jokey, and you can be Pokey. I forget what the ones are called.
But I mean, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, I'm using like the Pac-Man ghost logic of like Inky, Blinky, Stinky, and Gus or whatever. But yeah, no, it's fun to see that they're still doing it too.
Yeah, I appreciate a good... a good rock song.
Yeah, it was a good rock song. You know, it's the type of thing. You know what it is? It's the type of thing where, like, they would be a band that if I was at some sort of, like, Lake Ontario Park thing with my dad, my dad wouldn't be able to stop talking about them.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, somebody's doing metal.
Those guys are pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you think they're like Dio? I'm like, I don't know, dude. Probably.
I'd hope so.
Like, 100%, but they didn't mention him in the press release, so I don't know how they feel about old Ronnie James. Okay, what do we got next? Ooh, what is that, a ring camera?
Experimental rockers Atsuko Chiba announced a new maxi single. I have no clue what
a maxi
single is
single?
Like ever. Called Climax Therapy Pope's Cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. What is a maxi single?
Maxi single or maxi CD is a music single released with more than usual two tracks of an A-side, B-side.
Oh, so
they're they're like kind of EPs, but not really.
Right.
What is the distinction?
So it's in between. So
an EP usually consists of at least four without any specific A-side, while a maxi single contains four or more tracks, but only in the form of remixes to complement one or two songs on the A-side.
Okay.
Cool. Sure.
So our options are what? So there's a song called Climax Therapy and another one called Pope's Cocaine?
Yes. If these links work.
Oh, it's a Google Drive.
Why is there... They gave me a Google Sheet.
Oh, nice.
What is this?
Look at that.
Oh, this is like the credits.
Oh, cool.
This is like the first time I've ever seen
this. That's actually kind of a good idea.
That's like
to do like graphic design on like liner notes and stuff.
Yeah, neat. Well done, Atsuko Chiba. Sure, let's do... I can be your angle or your devil.
Yes.
They both sound...
This is a tough one.
I mean, they both... Like, it's which of these two are going to be the least worst? I fear for the lyrical content, assuming there's lyrical content.
I fear for the lyrical content, too, but we can bail if we have to.
Let's do... And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but let's do Pope's Cocaine.
Yeah, let's do Pope's Cocaine. Yeah, there's a chance about Climax Therapy.
I'm a little too... Let's see.
Yeah.
I mean, that was great.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's great.
No notes. Great.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty clear. Like, we both instantly were like, oh, so this is, like, are you guys like Death from Above?
Death from Above, like, Royal Blood on an accelerant.
Sure.
Same sort of, like, bass guitar through a lead guitar amp slash a lead guitar through a bunch of bass overdrive stuff. Like, they're doing that thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's more. It's a five-piece band as opposed to, like, DFA and Roblood. Like, I think Roblood's a duo, too,
they're
right?
They're both duos, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you get, like, a rhythm section. You get some more stuff going on. But, no, I mean, this is the first one. Because usually when we do this, we'll I walk away with, like, one artist.
Yeah.
So we're one for two right now.
Yeah, which pretty good. Isn't that was Atsuko Shiba from Montreal. Pope's Cocaine.
Which, by the way, I'm on their Spotify page, and if you did like that song, that single specifically came out on Friday.
Oh.
So it is available. Therapy is not up yet.
I'm scared, man.
Actually, you know what? I don't think you can play it. I don't think it's been released.
I mean, it's in my Google Drive as a radio show host.
Okay.
That they sent me. So I may have to play it next week. I'll vet it the first time.
Yeah, I might make you play it afterwards because I just want to listen to it.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I think that's totally fair.
So one for two. We're doing okay.
And we did not skip anything. These are the freshest stuff in my inbox.
Ooh, what's that?
This looks cool. If I can, like, access it in a way that doesn't include the DistroKid stuff, because I'm not actually logged into this. Ah. It's just up on the YouTubes.
So this one's interesting because we don't have, like,
anything. They're like, here's a link.
So we don't know what genre this is. We don't know.
It is a, what looks like a film photo of, like, a coral reef with what looks like manta rays?
Yeah, if I had to guess based on what we're seeing...
Like far away manta rays?
I'm going to say we're getting some sort of like glitchy down-tempo like
UK... I was going to say techno-y stuff.
Yeah.
Dub, electronic world, atmospheric jungle, drum and bass.
Ooh, okay, I'm in.
We are hitting, we're hitting play right now.
So this is TSO.
5247. TSO 5247. That was lovely.
Okay, I like that one a lot.
That was lovely.
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to find, I mean, yeah, I feel like every time I'm always asking for like a really good dub or like drum and bass one, and usually it's just a lot of like, you know, like crotch rock bands.
Right.
But we finally got one. It was great. But yeah, this guy's a mystery.
Classic.
I found the Spotify, but it doesn't have much. The difficult thing is that he is TSO. If you look up TSO music, you either get Toronto Symphony Orchestra or Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
There are indeed two much larger TSOs in the TSO atmosphere.
But I found apparently 60,000 monthly listeners. On their verified artist page on Spotify, it just has one sentence, which is Greek pop music puppeteer.
That can't be the same TSO.
It is, though. Like, it legitimately, like, I looked it up. Like, I think
pop
it's...
pop music puppeteer?
That's doing, what it said.
Doing, like, zhuzhed out drum and bass?
Yeah, but, like, he's got releases that have the same naming convention, like four numbers.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
I wonder if it's, like, just... TSO makes a striking debut. TSO makes a striking debut with Stellar Space, a deep groovy. When did that release come out?
The one was like 20. Maybe it is a different TSO. Well, there's a Greek.
there's a Greek imposter.
What was that one we just listened to called?
5247. They had another release on Balanced Records, which is who sent me the email. The debut is Stellar Space.
Oh, it's a different TSO. My mistake.
TSO makes a striking debut, a deep and groovy journey into the realm of atmospheric jungle. Bright beats ripple through cosmic ambience, crafting an immersive soundscape. That's, I think they're just like, yeah. They're out there. The thing is, they're not even like mentioned on the label's like website, which is so
I found
peculiar.
Balance Records posted like a video of their debut, but they're not tagged in it, so I don't even know if they necessarily have
a presence.
Yeah, which
there's a one sheet here. I'm gonna get a hold of this. I'm gonna get a hold of this.
I believe Balance Records is an AI label.
No.
I don't think there is a TSO. It's good.
What gives you AI?
Well, it's just if you go to this post, there's a thing at the bottom where normally people are tagged and it has AI info. I've never seen this prompt before. But it's like flagging.
I wonder if they use like in just video? That video or something, which also still sucks.
Yeah, of course. But by the looks of it, like I'm looking at, you would imagine that they were following if TSO
anything.
Existed.
Yeah, or it could just be someone else's moniker on the label, like any sort of project of fancy and whimsy.
Yeah, but long story short, there's no
presence.
There's no presence.
Hmm.
And to be fair, like a lot of these artists, this might just be, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know what TSO is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And after, you saw the thing about the AI psych rock band on Spotify?
Yeah.
With like 300,000 monthly and like...
Mm-hmm. Well, that and like what they've started doing too is like AI artists that have like the same names. Like I keep getting some like terrible AI country artist that's just called Sophie.
Yeah,
it keeps popping up because it'll get added to Sophie's page.
Yeah,
because it's kind of inactive now, I guess. Yeah, right. Yeah, so you see stuff like that too.
Yeah, the landscape. Once again, everyone, if you want to learn how to pirate,
it's real easy.
Yeah, email me nostaticradioshow@gmail.com. It is better than using Spotify. Buy your stuff on Bandcamp. Buy CDs at the merch table. Go to your record shop. If you're living in Hamilton, go to Into the Abyss. They need to make rent. It's tough times out there. But otherwise, pirate our YouTube music, honestly. Yeah. Or start a radio show and you get access to a whole bunch of music.
Yeah.
You know, that's another option too. CFRD.ca if you're local and want to start a show. But there are community branches across the world You will have something somewhere that you could host a show at. They'll have you for sure.
But long story short, I cannot, because even if you go to that label's website, there isn't a page for TSO. Like, yeah. There's other artists who are like acknowledged as real artists, but
I'm gonna try and get a hold of this one sheet here. But in the meantime, onwards and downwards into the inbox. Music submission. Barcelona-based producer Gliss.
Ooh.
Do you know who that is?
Gliss? No, I was actually reading the top of who the influences are.
Forest Swords, as if for fans of, you are, that's...
Noble Forest Swords, Nicholas Jar.
Okay.
This is interesting already.
That is, you are punching high. You are swinging, for sure, if you're putting Forest Swords in your for fans of. Their ambient songscapes reflects uncertainty of modern living and moving us to adapt and reflect. His recent releases share a preview of his upcoming EP. Hope you can consider their tracks for programming. Let me know if you have any questions. Stream and download. Click. Pitch. From his early production roots in Turin to formative years in LA and now working for Barcelona, Gliss, G-L-I-S-Z, by the way, if anyone has a better...
Gliss.
Something like that. Has evolved into a boundary pushing composer. He is set to release the EP Nomad, N-O:MAD, a four-track journey of growth, resilience, and connection. The dual meaning of its title is a nod to the nomadic spirit within us traversing through their own paths and a defiant statement proclaiming, we are not mad. Okay.
We are not mad.
It reflects the instability and uncertainty of modern time, pushing us to adapt, move, and reconnect with our origins. Gliss guides listeners through shifting emotional landscapes from carefree joy to deep introspection into a larger story still unfolding. Cool.
Titles. This is always the way to do it.
There's Vertiv and Verloren.
I think Verloren is the one that they were saying is the single. Yeah, if you look at the bottom there.
Vertiv, Verloren. Maybe it's the name of the EP, too.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps.
Oh, well, then we gotta go title track.
Yeah. Let's do it. Nomad was the EP. Nomad is the EP.
Okay.
Let's do Vertiv. Click. It's thinking. It's playing. This is Gliss with Vertiv, Vertive. We were really jazzed about the first 30 seconds of it.
Yes.
I was like, this sounds like Papa Stilts.
Was it more and more glitz?
That's the next one.
Okay.
Which,
I mean, maybe. I would be interested to hear where that goes. But the point that we were going to make about this one.
Yes.
And this is like a really, like, we're snobs, nitpicky thing. But, like, I don't think the vocals totally work at all. But they're mixed weird.
Yes.
It seems like they're a little, like, I get what they're going for. And I mean, I said this to you while I was playing. Like, they're clearly going for like a very classic, even though sonically the song doesn't sound this way. He's going for like a really classic, like Robin S, Show Me Love, like, you know, CNC, like Everybody Dead, like that very classic sort of like.
If you think Crystal of house Waters, music, like this is 90s sort of,
vocal yeah. on that. But it's a clash kind of with it sonically, and it's just way too high.
Yeah, it's not mastered properly. No. But also, like, I just don't know about, like, perhaps there's a different sample. But even yeah. I don't know if that was a sample. Yeah, it sounded like it was going to stand well on its own. Like, I don't think you need.
I don't know what exactly the point was. Like, you know what it feels like? It feels like a note.
A note.
Like it feels like he submitted an instrumental. And they're like, well, I don't know if this can stand on its own. And
right.
Like, it just feels like kind of half-hearted. Like, okay, yeah. here's dance music sound like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I would definitely listen to more of that stuff.
Let's see what's this one called? Glizz, G-L-I-S-Z. We heard Vertiv, and we're going to listen to Verloren. And you'll listen to Static here at CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca, wherever you listen to this show. This is In Particular, who asked for this? The segment that happens infrequently.
Yeah, infrequently. Whenever me and Jordan end up in the same room with two microphones in front of each other.
Yeah,
I just kind of materialize at one point.
You spawn.
I'm like Bigfoot.
What's the Mortal Kombat where it's like a cloud of smoke? You know, like.
Whoosh, Yeah. That's what I do. I am smoke.
It just apparate.
I'm a legendary ninja beyond. Yeah. Because I'm very cool and I know all the Mortal Kombat lore. So don't worry about
There is a, you know about the network Dropout, right?
Yeah.
They have a show called Actually.
Okay.
Which seems extremely up your alley.
Actually?
Where they will do like, they'll like write a blurb or like of like, in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and they'll have like something that's wrong in that blur.
Oh.
And then the contestants are supposed to buzz in and go, actually, it was Hufflepuff? Actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's written by J.K. Rowling, so I have to dismiss it now.
Or it was like, actually the person at the end of the Neverending Story, they were not called Astera or whatever, they're called Moonchild. Like,
oh, okay.
That sort of like, or Wolverine's first appearance in the comic book, this series, and then it'll be like, actually, this series is not, it's the other series.
I can get away with this joke, and then we'll go into the song, but they should just call that special interest.
Oh.
That's really what that is. Any actually I've ever been into is just me not being able to mask and being like, well, in 1965, actually, when the Oscars were simulated, the first best picture was Wings. You're like, cool, Jordan.
Yeah,
we don't want to talk to you anymore.
Jordan!
Okay, this is Glitch
with Verloren.